snowing in Yerushalayim now. Can you imagine? You have to walk in Beit HaMikdash. The whole thing is open. Windy. Snowing. Everybody needs a jacket. And an undershirt. And it's weather. And a scarf. You can't have it. In Beit HaMikdash you have to have a very thin, like a shirt, very thin linen. That's it. No undershirt, no tzitzit, nothing. Hashem wants to train us.
How about?
With your permission.
So we should walk with t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And roll in the snow.
That they could in.
With your permission, Parashat Sefer Shmot, Parashat Shmot. For Sefer Geula, as the Zohar says, that this is just a book of preparation for the Geula. This is instruction and guidance how we have to prepare ourselves before the Geula. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Torah tells us that one day Paro decided, after he had a dream, says the Gemara, and he saw in a dream that Egypt is one side of the scale, the other side of the scale is a sheep. He got up in the morning and his magicians told him that he should know that this Mashiach coming, somebody is going to take all the Jews out and they can destroy Egypt. So then he decided that he has to put down the Jewish people in Egypt to make sure they'll never come out and never destroy Egypt. So one of the gezerot that he had was to throw the boys into the Nile. The Torah tells us that he called the two midwives. The Gemara said in one version it's Yocheved and Miriam. At the time Miriam was about 5 years old. And he told them that while they're going to deliver babies, if it's a boy, they should kill him. So it tells us the midwife did not listen to Paro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them. Says the Torah, "Vayasa em batim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them houses. Says the Gemara, "What do you mean? What houses Hashem made them?" Says the Gemara that the Kohanim and the Leviyah, the Kohanim and Leviim coming from Yocheved, this is Moshe and Aaron, and Malchut Mimiriam.
Excuse me.
Malchut Mimiriam, David HaMelech. Is Miriam's grandson. If somebody is going to ask us when Mashiach comes from Yehuda, the root started from Miriam. She did not listen to the king, she and her mother, and he didn't kill the babies. So the first question is, of course, who would kill? Allah says the halacha is, if somebody tells you go kill somebody, then you have to give your life. It's one of the three mitzvot that a person has to give his life. Somebody tells you have to worship Avodah Zarah, otherwise they're going to kill you, you have to give your life. Somebody tells you to do a scene with a married lady, and otherwise they're going to kill you, you have to give your life. Somebody tells you, says the Gemara, go kill that guy, otherwise they're going to kill you, you have to give your life. But you don't need such halacha. Such ladies, midwives will not choke anybody. It doesn't matter if Paro tells them, so what? Paro tells them. The Torah says that granted them. Hashem granted them because they did not kill the babies. Of course they won't.
Yes, me.
I forgot to go to sleep. So you don't get a reward because you don't kill somebody. You get a reward if you do something good, but not if somebody tells you go kill a baby. If you didn't kill a baby, Hashem says, okay, I'll grant you. Then the Torah tells us that Amram was Gdol Ador, Moshe's father, Miriam's father, and the Paro said to throw all the babies into the Nile. He divorced his wife Yocheved. The boss of Yocheved, the Gemara said Yocheved was 130 years old. She was Amram's aunt. She was older than him. She was born when Yaakov got to Egypt. Amram is the son of Kehat, grandson of Levi. And he divorced her because he didn't want to have any boys that Chas Shalom would be thrown into the river, into the Nile. Says the Gemara, everybody followed him as well. All of Israel, everybody divorced his wife. And then Miriam, at the age of 5, came over to him, a little bit less than 5, and she told him two things. She says, first of all, how do you know that mommy will have a boy? Maybe she'll have another girl. I would like to have a girl. And secondly, I think, she said, that my mother, your wife, Yocheved, will have a son, that he will redeem all of Israel. This kind of prophecy of the Gemara. She was already a prophet. It's very, very strange. Somebody was a prophet already at this age, 5 years old. At the time, I almost 3. And the Torah tells us that Amram went and he made a wedding in a hall. And he hired a wagon, chariot, with people singing trumpets and drums in front, like he's getting just married now. So I don't understand that if you have a gezerah, not to have baby boys, then you don't go and make a public wedding. Make a wedding quietly. The Gemara says just opposite, because he made such a big wedding, and people dance in the street, they took back your chevet. So the Egyptians went and they marked the day that he remarried Yocheved, even when she was 130 years old, and they waited to see if she'll have a baby. The Torah tells us in detail, so what do you need the details for? The Torah is not a story. The Torah tells us that since the Egyptians were watching the whole time Yocheved, so after 6 months of Shemin, she gave birth. She gave birth, and the Egyptians did not catch it, because usually a lady gives birth after 9 months. The Torah tells you in detail that after 3 months, she gave birth in the house, and the house was filled with light. And then after 3 months already, she saw the KGB, the mullahs, around the house looking to see if she gave birth. So then she took Moshe and put him in a box, put him in a knife. Very interesting. If somebody, baby's in danger, we'll wrap him. The Gemara said she wrapped him also. She put next to him in the box. The box was fairly big. And she put inside also the chuppah for the wedding. She said, maybe I won't see him at the wedding, so I'll have the chuppah. We put the chuppah inside the box. Put the chuppah inside with the 4 sticks. And the curtain on the top, she put it inside. And says, maybe I won't be able to see his wedding because I'm going to put him on the Nile. She says, excuse me, Rabbi, Monsieur Chevet. He says, we told you can do such a thing, but why did he give you formula? Why did he give me formula? Besides this, was nothing inside the box. That says, well, is he going to die? What's a joke or something? You take a little baby, 3 months old, you put him in the box, put him on the Nile, and put him in next to him, this 4 sticks and the curtain. And this is according to halacha, you like to do such a thing? You go to ask a rabbi, but he's looking for my child. So put him in the box, put him on the Mediterranean Sea. I said, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen to him? What do you think is going to happen to him? I don't know, according to halacha, if you have to do such a thing. And then the Torah says, Miriam stands over there to see what's going to happen. The Torah tells us that Bat Paro, her name was Bitya, not Batya, Bitya. Yes, this is Sefer Dvarei Yamim. Batya is the wrong name. You're not allowed to call a girl Batya. It's the wrong name. Bitya. Her name was Bitya. She came down with her assistant, says the Gemara, and she sees the box. She sees the box. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, she According to one version, said the Gemara, she stretched her hand to get the box. The Gemara says the box was 120 feet away from her. Says the Gemara, so-called, her arm stretched was 120 feet. Shishimamot. What did she think? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? You see something far away, you want to get it. What do you mean you stretch it? What do you mean you stretch it? What do you think? I mean, if you want to go swim, okay, go swim over there. But what do you mean you stretch your hand? What do you have in mind? What this bit you had in mind? She stretched her hand, she said she's going to reach it. But the one says she did. She did. What did she think? What did she think in her? What do you mean you stretch your hand? What do you mean? She said, come on, no, Hashem made a miracle to her. Made a miracle to her. She took him. She picked him up. The Gemara said she saw that he was born Mahul. Mahul. The Gemara says she saw the Shekhinah. She saw something coming of light next to him. And then she tried. He was crying a lot. Probably was hungry. And the Gemara says that she had some girls that were able to nurse him, but Moshe did not want to nurse from a goy lady. And then Miriam appeared, and she ran over to her, and she said, would you like me to get a Jewish lady to nurse him? She said, yeah, of course. So I said, she went, she got Yocheved, the mother, the original mother. So Bitya tells her, no, you go take the baby now, and raise him a little bit, because we don't have milk over here for him. And we'll grow up, bring it back to me. Story. So I said, yeah, that's what happened. Yocheved took him, and when he was a little bit bigger, asked the question, how old was he? She brought him back. Torah tells you that she took him, and he was like a son to her. I don't know if it means that she went to the immigration office or to the adoption place, and she said, well, I said, something that we have to understand is that Moshe is a Jew. I mean, she said she's a Jew, so she's the daughter of Paro. Bring him to the palace. Until now, so she was in denial, so nobody knows. But then she tells Yocheved, bring him back to the palace, and the Gemara said Moshe was walking in the palace, playing with the Paro's crown. I said, who is this baby? Who? She wasn't married, this girl beat her. Eventually, she's going to marry Caleb. Caleb would have Miriam as a wife, and also Gemara says, so you brought a baby to the palace, and your father will ask you, who is this baby? And I say, Musa. Where did you get him? Yeah, really? Jew. You got a Jew baby boy to the palace, walking around the palace. What does that mean? What does it mean? Don't forget about it if Pharaoh will do something to you, or not to you, but all the babies should be into the Nile. And you got a baby boy here now, walking around the palace, up and down, plays with the crown of power. Very strange, says nothing. Then she Torah says he was like a son to her. What do you mean a son to her? Somebody told me it means that she can get more food stamps. What do you mean a son to her? What do you mean a son? Then she called him Moshe. Her name is Moshe, says the Gemara, but he had already names. Moshe is a big boy now. But nevertheless, she decided she called him Moshe. Why are you calling him Moshe? He says, because I took him out of the water. You want the water? So that's okay. Can you imagine somebody goes to the beach and sees somebody is Hashalom drowned in the water. He takes him out. He said, Shabbat come to Beit HaKnesset, I'm going to give you a new name. That's my name. That's my passport. I have my name. He says, no, listen. I saved you. I want to give you a name. What do you mean you want to give me a name? I don't want to have a name. So what do you mean you want to give Moshe a name? Why are you taking Moshe a name? You want to call him? Call him. Call him Putzi. Who cares what you call him? Bubi. Who cares what you call him? But this can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, why? Because I understand she saved him. Fine. She saved him. So what if she saved him? She has the right to give him a name. Who has such a thing? And what kind of a name? I says, I took him out of the water. What kind of? This is the name. His name, she will find him on the roof. We call him Rufi. Or in the garbage, call him Garbagey. What kind of name is this? Is that the name? unheard such a thing. And then the Torah says that from now on is Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe, she gave him a name, who's a goy, she converted. So Chachamim tell us few informations to really to understand what is really behind this, what we get of this Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was born ready to Geula. Was designated by Kadosh Baruch Hu for Geulah, for redemption, to take from Israel. His ingredients that he got from his mother, and so called with from Bitya, from the girl that really raised him a little bit. So Chachamim tell us that Esav had a son, and he named his son Achi, my brother. Because he hated Yaakov so much that he wanted to remember the hatred. So every time he used to call his son Achi, he used to spit on the floor. He said, Machshemo, my brother, Machshemo, my brother. Says the Gemara, you know, Rachel Imenu had Yosef, and the Torah tells us two things why his name was Yosef. First thing Rachel said, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give me the zechut to marry to have another one. Then the Torah says, Asaf Elokim et Cherpati. That Kadosh Baruch Hu so called gathered my shame. Says the Gemara, Kadosh gathered your shame. What do you mean, Hashem? Hashem gathered your shame. I says, no, it means like this. It means that Rachel told Yaakov, I would like to have a son. So the Gemara said, Rachel told Yaakov, that you should know that something breaks in the house. So the husband comes home. He says, oh, you broke it again? I'm going to call your mother again. Again, you shlemazel. Every time you break something. Says the Gemara, but if the lady has a son, then she said, I didn't break it. The son broke it. The son broke it. So the son, so-called, says the Gemara, is something for the mother to help, to hold down to it, that so-called, it's going to save her. The Chachamim, you should know, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the reason why he was saved from all his enemies and Shaul, he said, because he had Hashem in front of him all the time. He says, you have to reach a level that you see Hashem in front of you, then you're not going to do any bad things in your life. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to reach this level. It's called Yirat Shamayim. Mi yiten ve'al levavam ze liyira oti. Hashem tzav Moshe Rabbeinu. After Hashem spoke to us and told us the commandments, Am Yisrael said, Moshe, please, we don't want to hear Hashem again. We'll die. So Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, they don't want to hear you. Hashem said, you know what? Good. Now, from now on, at least, if they heard me, they're going to get so scared from now on, they'll never do anything bad against me. So this is the goal. It's called Yirat Shamayim. The person has to reach it and achieve it. But Hashem watches him all the time. So Hashem watches you all the time, you're not going to do anything wrong. Somebody drives on the highway and the police behind him. The police behind him, he'll never do anything. He's behind you. How can he do anything? You have a camera. Let's go. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Bochenet, Hashem has a special eye. He watches people. He says, but you have to feel that Hashem watches you. If Hashem watches you, you can't do anything wrong. And the man said, Shviti Hashem Yigdit Tamid, Ki B'mini Ba'alemot. So the man says in Tehillim, you should know why nobody was able to do something bad to me, and eventually, it's called David is Mashiach. I says because he's afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. He says, but I see him. Otherwise, you know, he doesn't see me. Hashem doesn't see. So he does what he wants. And the Torah tells us actually, Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Hashem, so called, he didn't see Hashem. And then he hid himself and Chava in the tree. And then the herd of Kadosh Baruch Hu comes.
He says, uh-huh. Where are you? He says, oh, yeah, I am, I'm hiding. I said, okay, good. So what happened before when you ate? He says, wait, I didn't see you. They say the police, they just somebody said, why did you pass the red light? Didn't you see the red light? He said, the red light I saw. I didn't see you. I would have seen you. I wouldn't have passed the red light. I says, the idea in life, Rambam says the Gemara, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Ma'a Hashem Elokecha, Shoel Mimach, Kim Nirayt Hashem Elokecha. I says, Hashem only wants one thing from you. Have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rambam, you go outside, just watch. Watch the stars, watch universe. He says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you're never going to do a thing. The problem is, you don't remember it all the time. So what you have to do, you have to have Hashem in front of you all the time. He says, when you have this, he says, that nothing can happen to you. They say, Rav Mibrisk, when he ran away from the Holocaust, from the Germans, from the Russians, he told his children, have in front of you the whole time Hashem's name, Yudin Hei, Vav and Hei. Nothing can happen to you. The past few times, nothing. They didn't ask him anything. One time, all of a sudden, they stopped somebody, one of the children of Rav Mibrisk. So they questioned him, and then they released him. And then after the inspection, Rav Mibrisk told his son, he thought about something else, right? He said, yeah, I thought about something else. As Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in his book, Nefesh HaChaim, he says, if you want to survive anything, any difficulties in your lifetime, so you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means this is Segula. He says, imagine Hashem's name. He says, but don't stop. If you don't stop, nothing can happen. This is what Nebuchadnezzar Amar Shemo told Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan, his chief of staff, says, go destroy Yerushalayim. Nebuzaradan was very scared to do it. He said, I'm afraid. It's the Migdash. So everybody heard all around the world about the Migdash. Nebuchadnezzar said, just take my picture, engrave it on your shield, on the back of the shield, and have the shield in front of you the whole time. And you see my picture, and you don't think about anything else. Then you go straight to Yerushalayim. That's what he did. He put the picture of the Mach Shemo Nebuchadnezzar on the shield, and you walk to Yerushalayim and destroy the Migdash. The person has to visualize in front of him Hashem all the time. Then he'll never do a sin. That the Torah tells us, Yocheved and Miriam, says Paro called them and told them, listen, go kill all the baby boys. The Torah says no. The Torah says they were afraid of Hashem. That's why they didn't kill. What do you mean afraid of Hashem? You don't be afraid of Hashem not to do it. He said, no. Torah means something else. Torah means that they had Hashem in front of them all the time. So how can I do something if I have Hashem in front of me all the time? I can't do this. Forget about it. It's permitted, not permitted. I'm not even questioning it. If I'm allowed to do it, I'm not allowed to do it. I said, Hashem is in front of me. I can't do anything. Menachem Breslov said, I'm embarrassed even to stretch myself. That I feel Hashem is in front of me all the time. So I can't scratch myself. I cannot scratch myself. It's nice. Can you imagine you have to meet somebody in the Oval Office. I'm talking about the real president. You go over there and you can start scratching your head. Scratch. What shall I do? It's itching. I'm not going to dare do it. So I'm not going to myself. I feel Hashem is in front of me all the time. I say, Hashem, in front of me all the time, I can scratch myself. I can't even scratch myself. That's what Torah tells us. It says, Yocheved and Miriam, the midwives, they did not follow, and didn't listen to Paro, is because they had Hashem in front of them all the time. So therefore, Miriam was a Neviah. Therefore, her father, Amram, listened to her and got back to Yocheved. And then, when he got back, he's making a big wedding. He's making a wedding with a chariot, with music. He said, listen, this is a dangerous time now. If the police... the government will find out that you got remarried now to your wife. And even though she's 130, but you know, 3 years ago she had a baby Aaron, 5 years ago, at the age of 25, she had Miriam. So that lady is not an old lady. And they're gonna watch you. So better, you know, make a small wedding. Nobody should say to listen. So if I listen to my daughter, and that's what my daughter said, and my daughter is that midwife, I says, forget about it. I'm going to make a wedding, a public wedding, and I'm in a chariot, and with music, and nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Look, you know what's going to happen? Look. In a few months, she'll have a baby, and then in 9 months, she'll put him on the Nile. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. I don't know if I'll see him, the baby, Yochevet said, but I don't think it's going to happen to him, because nothing could happen to him. Because if that's what you have in mind, nothing can happen to you. The problem is we don't have it in mind. But if that's the mother and the sister, and then Amram, that's what they have in mind, so you get married, and you have a baby boy, and listen, he's going to be brought back to the palace, he's going to walk around, and his daughter, Bitya, will bring a baby, to a Jewish baby, to the palace, and he's going to take the crown of Paro. And what is he doing in the palace? Who let you, my daughter, bring a Jew into the palace? Why is he walking around over here? He says, that's what it is. If that's what he conceived by his mother, when the mother has these ideas in her head, nothing can happen to him. Nothing can happen to him. Nobody can do anything to him. He's going to walk. The Gemara says he walked back to Paro. He got inside the palace. This was Moshe Rabbeinu, was 8 years old already. But still, when you read about Moshe, he says, what is Moshe? Moshe is the product of his mother and the advice of his sister to his father to get back to the mother, because Hashem is in front of him. Come to Torah and tell you, that's why I want to explain to you something. I said, you know, the Gemara says, that girl Bitya, she never died. She went straight to Gan Eden. She never died. Not only that, Ezra and Nehemiah wrote a book, Divrei Yamim, they describe her as Ishto HaYehudiya, that she's a Jew. The Zohar said that when she went up to Gan Eden, she's higher than all the ladies over there. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, the highest is that girl, Bitya Bat Paro, that lady. I says, What is that lady? So I'll tell you what the lady is all about. That lady, says the Gemara, she went into the Nile to convert. That's why she went to the Nile. So, when you convert, what do you want in your lifetime? Such a person, you know, today about Hashem we have videos, and the person likes to watch his wedding. After 70 years, he's married to his wife. They're going to have a video, they're going to look, see, we got married. So when a person becomes a Jew, I mean, usually a baby, he doesn't remember when he was born. But a convert, he wants to remember the day that he got converted, the day he became a Jew, the day he became close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's even bigger. It says she's going to open up the box, she's going to see Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, she saw the Shekhinah with him. He says, I want to remember it all my life. He says, listen, I saw the Shekhinah. Actually, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, I want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu all my life. He says, that is going to prevent from Chas Shalom to do something bad. And again, he says, this is what you want to do. I mean, you want to see Hashem in front of you all the time. The Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, I'm going to make a circle, and Hashem will be in the center. Everybody says, "Hear this! I see Hashem." Hashem wants a person to see the Shekhinah, not Hashem, but the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is a different level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah tells you that this guy, the girl Bitya, gave the baby to Yocheved. He said, "Bring it back to me." So when she brings it back, the Torah says, "Leila Levin." He says, "You know what? It's like my son." What's your son? It's like Rachel said about Yosef, like Esav Lavdil called his son Achi to remind me something. I said, "What is this baby?" She said, "Every time I see Moshe," I said, "What do you mean Moshe? Moshe, it's not because I pulled Moshe out, his name is Moshe, no. Because I pulled, doesn't matter, I pulled who? I pulled this baby. And therefore, that baby for me is a reminder the day of my conversion. This baby is a reminder that I saw the Shekhinah. That's what I want in my life. That's why your name is Moshe." He says, "Listen to me. I have a name already. My father gave me a name." The Gemara says his name was really Tuvia, or his name is Yered, or Gedor, or Yukutiel. Gemara said he has few names, nicknames, the real names. So Hashem said, forget about it. No. That lady, she's going to go to Gan Eden alive, is because that's what she wanted in her lifetime. She wanted to see Hashem in front of her the whole time. So he can't see Hashem in front of her. You know what, Matt? I need a reminder. I said, this is my reminder. Moshe, this baby is going to remind me all the time. Every time I look at him, I say, this baby, you know what? This was my day, the day of the conversion. I went to the Nile. And he reminds me the day of the conversion, just not the day of conversion. I was able even to see the day of my conversion, the Shekhinah inside the box. That's what I want in my life. And therefore, the Torah tells us, it's not because his name is Moshe, because somebody pulled him out of the water. I don't know if Hashem will or not, but this is not a sufficient reason to believe that this his name is going to be Moshe. Never mind that his mother gave him a name, his father gave him a name. He said, it doesn't matter, you don't understand. This is the goal. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu was designated for redemption. I said, that's the book of redemption. I said, this is the condition. This is what it is. Hashem wants us to have him in front of us in order for us not to fall in the trap. So that lady, that girl, understood it. Therefore, she said, I'm going to name him Moshe. He says, more than Moshe, I want to remember the day that I became a Jew. I want to remember the day that I became a Jew. I saw the Shekhinah. I said, this is really what Hashem is going to tell us. He said, eventually, we're going to go out of Egypt, and then Hashem is going to show it to us. We're going to have the cloud in front of us. It says, 40 years in the desert, we had the cloud. It says, Hashem wants us just to see so-called a sign that he is the creator in order to prevent us from falling in the trap. And that's what Gemara said, that is really the redemption. That's the redemption. That's the reason why Hashem is going to start hitting the Egyptians and this. So the man to saper, Hashem wants us to teach our children. So teach them. This is what Yocheved and Miriam was all about. Teach them what Bita is all about. He said, this is the beginning of the Yeshua. So Chachamim said, well, Yocheved was 130, says Dari. So Chava Imenu was 130 years old when she gave birth to Shet. After she ate from the tree and she gave Adam HaRishon from the tree, says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon was so upset and depressed, he left her for 130 years. After 130 years, the Gemara said, what happened? He got back to her? No, he didn't get back to her because he decided to get back to her. Yes, because the Torah tells us there was a guy, his name was Lemech, was Cain's grandson, that was blind. And he went hunting with his grandson, with his son. That was Tubal Cain. And Tubal Cain told him, listen, I think I see an animal over there. And then he shot him. And it was better than chaining. And he killed him. Killed him, and then they got closer. He was blind, and Tubal Cain said, "You don't believe what it was? Who was it? Was it an animal? No, it's not an animal. Yeah, it was Cain." So Lemech was so upset, and he clapped his hands. He was a fairly strong person, and his son was in front of him, so he chopped his head off. So he got back home, and he had two wives, Ada and Sila. And they said, you were a murderer. What business is this? You killed somebody. What do you want from me? I'm blind. He said, I will not get back to you. No, you crazy man. You killed the grandfather, Cain. And then you killed your son. Gemara said that Adam HaRishon came to pay his condolence, his comfort to the family. And he said, so Lemech was blind. He tells him, listen, it was a mistake and this and that. So the two wives said, we're not going back to him. The man is an idiot. He's a murderer. He says, the Gemara that Adam HaRishon said, no, what are you doing? It's a mistake and this and that. So they said, look who's talking. You already separated from your wife 130 years, you don't go back to her. You come here to tell us that you go back to Lemech because it's a mistake. What was the mistake? Everything is a mistake. Says the Gemara that then Adam HaRishon went back home and called up his Chava, his wife, and then the baby Shet, and from Shet came Noach, and from Noach came Abraham, etc. to Moshe Rabbeinu. So actually, says the Gemara, that Adam HaRishon would not have come back to Chava. But the age of 130 happened to be that Lemech killed Cain, therefore Adam HaRishon came back to his wife and he had Shet. Says Ari, look, same thing here. He says, Yocheved is 130 years old, and Amram so-called separated from her, not 130 years, of course, but he did, and now he remarried her. So this so-called is a correction. Is a correction, 130 years old, Yocheved, she's going to correct so-called Chava's 130 years old. So what was Chava's mistake? I mean, she didn't see Hashem. Therefore she ate from the tree. He says, Yocheved is just the opposite. It's Yocheved and daughter Miriam just opposite. Only they look to see Hashem. They look to see Elokut, what we call it. In everything, it says, I want to see Hashem, I want to see Hashem, I'm afraid of Hashem. I said, if Chava would have been afraid of Hashem, if she would see something about Hashem, she would not have eaten from the tree. I mean, from etc. She ate because she didn't see Hashem. The opposite, Yocheved is just the opposite of her. So the Gemara says, Laka Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Laka, now. So because you did not kill the babies, I'll grant you with houses. Kohanim and Levim are from Yocheved. Because this word, this is what it means exactly. The Kohen and the Levi, they walk in Beit HaMikdash. You can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayem Morai, Levi Malachi said, the Kohanim, in first Beit HaMikdash, towards the end, had no fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are not scared of me. Hashem said to the Navi, excuse me, go tell Am Yisrael. You have no fear. Says the Kohanim, says the Navi, when Shlomo opened Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim were afraid to go inside. Afraid. You have to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That says the grandmother, Yocheved, had fear. So we have the Kohanim and the Levim, they walk in Beit HaMikdash. Miriam had fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should have David. David said, Shivit Hashem Gitamit Kimim Valimot. David said, I see Hashem in front of me all the time. So this, whatever the grandmother was, this is the product. So therefore, the Kohanim Levim, they have to come from Yocheved. Because this is, if you walk in Beit HaMikdash, it says, Mikdashi Tirau. One of the mitzvot I say, that you have to have fear of the Beit HaMikdash. It says, fear of the Beit HaMikdash from the building? It says, no. You have to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is in Beit HaMikdash. I says that's what is the mitzvah. You have to have fear. The Gemara said this is when you come on the mountain, you have to take off your shoes, you may not speak, you cannot have your stick, you cannot have your pouch, your wallet with you. So you have to have fear of the mountain. Forget about inside Beit HaMikdash. That's the Torah tells us that the Konim and Levihim, they have to come from Yocheved in order to have the gene of having fear of HaKadosh Baruch. David HaMelech, the king, is Melucha. The Torah says the king has to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch. He has to have a Torah tied up to his arm. And he has to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch all the time. Because he has to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch. It says, David HaMelech will come, Mashiach will come. It says, Mashiach will come. The first condition of Mashiach is that he has a fear of HaKadosh Baruch. That he got it from Miriam. That's what the Torah tells you. This is the redemption. This is the Mashiach. Yeah, you have to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the ingredient to become Mashiach. There'll be a Kohen. Ari said, when Mashiach will come, the Zohar said that all Am Yisrael will be Kohanim. And the Goyim, they kept the seven mitzvot, they're going to be Israel. So you have to be a Kohen. So you have to be Yirat Shamayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Hashem wants from him. Only have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Mashiach will come, Rabbi Melamed.
Amen. Amen.